Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell getting us twitching again this morning. We appreciate it. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, June 24th.
And special thanks to our executive producer and Francophile, Dustin William Rhodes.
I will say this. Tonight is a must-win statement game for the Cubs.
On June 24th.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that. Ben Brown, God bless him. No.
You know, that pretty much says it all.
God love him. Who He's needs a verbs? Great lad.
No. Why?
No. Hey, Marshall Harris is here. There he is.
What up, Marshall? Happy Tuesday. Happy Marshall to be here.
And we should let everyone know that Marshall will be working with David
for a while. Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, so it'll be David for the first hour.
Morning, Marshall. I'm doing my imitation of Grody imitating me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Later on, we're going to have Russell Dorsey is going to stop by and join us for the back
sleeves
half.
Sleeves or
show.
No sleeves?
He does not believe in sleeves. Okay. It could be probably the dead of winter. He's like, I worked hard. I used to be over 300 pounds. Now I'm going to show y'all what it's really good. And that's how it goes for us.
Is that right?
Was he really curious?
He tore his Achilles. And then I think he was in college at the time and just kind of let himself go. And then the long road to rehab and everything else. And looked in the mirror one day and was like, you know what? I don't like this. And then he had the discipline, the wherewithal.
Good for him.
To make a comeback.
What if that happens to Tyrese Halliburton?
That's mean, Mully.
I'm just
That's
saying.
That's mean.
Would you tear
you got
your
a
Achilles?
Guy who's sitting in a hospital bed with his Achilles torn, and he's pouring his heart out to Pacer Nation.
Like, he's more like, you know.
And you're saying he's going to balloon to 300 pounds.
But it's conceivable that he's like, can I have some pudding with my dinner?
Why are you so cruel?
Man, Tyrese, that's tough. That picture that he tweeted out, that picture where he's all just laid up. Like, he looks
awful.
The worst was seeing the roll of that thing in his calf.
But the worst was seeing him still dressed after the game.
Yeah, still on crutches.
Greeting his
with the towel over his head.
Towel over his head, coming in the tunnel. And TJ McConnell, the poor guy, was crying.
You saw TJ McConnell's mom? Waving off the cameras.
Yeah.
She just wanted her son to have space to grieve.
I think Reggie Miller was crying a little bit too.
Well, that'd be par for the course.
Yeah. You're not a Reggie guy.
No, that's just an old Reggie reference.
Leave Tyrese Halliburton out of this. Pick on his dad, not him. Poor dad, though.
Yeah, his dad looked kind of.
He looked pretty bummed.
In a bad
too.
Way, if you will.
Yeah. He did look like Gibbs in a bad way.
It's tough stuff.
It's tough.
Don't make fun of it.
But the East is up for grabs. As a result.
Oh, is it up for grabs for everyone or just a select few teams?
There are probably 5 teams that believe this morning that heading into next year they could legitimately make a run for the Eastern Conference.
So that's obviously Orlando, who did what they did. Cleveland.
Orlando believes they can.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Knicks if they get a coach.
The Knicks definitely
if
do.
If they get a coach.
And a trade.
Boston.
Really? Boston, even though they just made a trade?
I think Boston's
Simons
always going to be there. Yeah.
One thing I
can
tell
score.
You, he can score.
And you're right.
And you got to include the Pacers, I think. Because
Tyrese?
I think they believe that they you're shaking your head no. But don't they think that
without Tyrese?
They believe they can.
No, they don't.
Look, I know. You don't think. You think that. You count them out. You discredit them.
Discredit
them. Because in 49
their best
states,
player blew
it's basketball.
Out his Achilles.
But I have to tell you, Indiana.
Here he goes again.
Wow.
They're going to find a guy that's shooting out back by the barn.
Look, I'll say this. The Pistons might be in the mix as well.
Oh, wow. That would really hurt from a Chicago standpoint.
Because it looks like they're about to take that step.
If the Pistons beat the Bulls to whatever level they're trying to ascend to, that's if they become a top four team in the East before the Bulls do.
What do you mean if?
When? Okay.
Do you want me to tell you the Bulls? Like what's?
No, I know.
Yeah, like
they're gonna make a big trade.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that. That's one of the.
Draft.
What trade? Oh, the one they turned down.
Oh,
with the Magic?
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
I believe at one point we cleared out the studio. We had everyone leave.
Get out.
That's it. Everyone gets
get
not
out.
Great. It's all get out of here. Yeah. What do you got? What are you going to do with David?
What are we going to do?
So we're going to talk more about the Cubs and how we're now 6 to 9 days from a possible trade, but also they need starting pitching in the worst way right now. And then Ben Brown, I'm very specific about what the Cubs cannot do with him after last night's outing. We will talk about the NBA draft and the Bulls trade that was not made with the Orlando Magic, which they absolutely should have made if they want to turn things around. John Hollinger will join us to talk about what's going on with the draft. Ian Happ joins us at 11:25. That'll be fun. And then Russell Dorsey joins the show for halftime, 5 on it, and we'll talk more basketball, baseball, everything else. It's an exciting time. Tomorrow's a big day. We're going to set you up.
Beautiful.
Have a great one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.